morning, everybody. I hope you all can hear me fine. Welcome to the mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. The room that we will talk about the mission, the all religions in the world. Why claim what we claim? Why our claim is supported with God and His prophecies and everything that God said will come through, has come through, and we are at the end time in the plan of God. And if you have gone to our website and studied it and understood it very well, okay, hello, can you hear me? Okay, if you can hear me, type 2, or if you cannot, alright. Okay, sounds like some people can hear me and some cannot. Okay, Shakti and Brad and Shaktan. Alright, okay, maybe, okay, people in the mission, they might have more problem because the voice goes to the website and then returns to the to the mission. And that might create a little delay, and those who are out of the mission might hear it much better than those who are here. In any case, sound like your sound is going over pretty good, and we welcome you to the Mission of Maitreya's conversation room. In this room, we try to talk with each other and bring up the much deeper understanding of God's revelation. Maitreya is not an Hebrew word. Maitreya is a word which is used with Buddhists, and actually some people believe it has come from the Mitra, the expected Messiah from the Zoroastrian religion, and therefore it has a similarity as Mitra and Maitreya. And Mitra, of course, is the expected one from the Zoroastrian religion, and the Zoroastrian religion influenced greatly in the idea of the virgin birth that later on Christianity greatly related to Christ. Go ahead, Yazidul Nafl, it sounds like you have an Islamic name. I have a question about Islam and our religion, and go ahead, I give you the mic to you. Yazid, if you want to go ahead to the mic and say what you have to say. Go ahead. Of course, we are surprised you just come to the room and want to grab the mic, but that's okay, we let you have it. Go ahead. Yazid, your voice did not come through. Do you want to try again, or whatever happened, we did not hear you. Go ahead. I cannot hear what Yazid is saying. And is anybody hearing? Sound is still not coming through, Yazid. And we cannot hear what you are saying. Go ahead and in the help room and fix up your mic and then come back and we would like to hear what you have to say. The mission of Maitreya is the new message to humanity. God never brings his final judgments to the world, to a nation, to a people, in this case the whole earth, before he sends a messenger and tell them, return back to God and his way, you have gone far off the path. And this revelation is this warning, this message to humanity, that God is indeed in charge, and he has been sending all these religions of the world to humanity, and now he has given the answer to all the religions, why they came, why each are necessary in his revelation of the seven seals or seven revelation, and why after we understand the seven seals, the message of the mission of Maitreya, we can understand our religion even in a greater degree and see where it falls in God's plan, and then expand ourselves to see how you can see God's plan to this point. God sends the mystical path, that is to awake your spiritual forces, to know thyself, be still and know that I am God. That is the first message in the seven seals. This message, of course, is for the religions that work with knowing yourself, meditation, concentration, understanding who you are, understanding that God is within you. God is you, God is everything, there is nothing which is not God, and whatever is within, without, up, down, everywhere is God and is a part of him. And therefore, with understanding that, you have no choice to see God in everything in the universe and expand yourself to realize there is no separation between you and the rest of the universe, and therefore you can see God everywhere and everything. After you awaken your spiritual forces, you realize that yes, God within me is the same as God without me, then you can go ahead and go to the next step in the revelation of God, which is the Old Testament. The Old Testament, if you study the Old Testament, the whole Old Testament is based on God is trying to find a people, tribes, 12 tribes of Israel, that who accept him as God, as the king, and his laws as their law, and will follow and create the communities based on God. Therefore, you can see, if you read the Old Testament, the children of Israel resist him. Of course, human resist God from the very beginning. In the time of Adam and Eve, God told them, if you do these things, you will be happy. And they said, no, we will not do it. We do whatever we want to do. And then, of course, then he wanted to create the communities of light, or the children of Israel. They resisted him and eventually replaced him with an earthly king, which was Saul, and then David, and on and on. So the next step is to create the communities based on God and his laws, and that is the message of the Old Testament. Now, how we do that is through sacrifice, which the New Testament brings to humanity through Christ. Christ shows that you sacrifice for the kingdom of God, and that is how the kingdom of God is at hand. Therefore, the message of the third seal, or the Christ, is in order to create such a community, you have to forego your ego and let, say, ego go, and let your essence come through in the community and help the community prosper and progress and become godly. And anything is not godly, you will not bring to the community. Therefore, you create the communities of life. And therefore, the third seal is the message of Christ. And with all these work, you still must become attached to the result of your action. And that is when the Islam come from. Islam come from the root taslim, means to be surrendered and submit to God. Of course, surrender and submit doesn't mean that I sit here and do nothing and God is going to do everything for me. Surrendering means I do my best and then surrender the result to God and say, God, I did this for you. I meditated. I awakened for my spiritual forces, the first seal. I directed that to create the community of light, the Old Testament, the Hebrews, history. I sacrificed doing that, the New Testament. And now I surrender the result to God. I expect the result. I do this to create the kingdom of life, to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. But I am not attached to the result because the result belongs to you. Even greater than surrendering is submission means to... Okay, there's a question in from Vic 1975. If every man is a part of God, how can God turned away from any man? God never turns away from any man at all. God is always there with man, and it is man who turns away from God. Actually, if you think you are not connected to God, if you believe you are not a part of God, you are in a delusion of separation from God, and that is a Maya or illusion is. Therefore, you never are away from God, and that's what actually the word baptism means. Baptism means to turn around. The moment you turn around, you will be facing God, and God is there for you, waiting for you, and He is never away from you. He is closest to you than anything in the universe could be. So it is our illusion that we think that we are separated from God. Of course, that illusion in Hindu religion called Maya, and Maya is so strong that we truly believe we are not a part of Him. And that is our illusion, that we separate ourselves from God and not God separating Himself from us, because He cannot. How can He? He has created everything from Himself, from His body, His own consciousness. So we can see that God is not leaving us, is not separate from us, and it is us who separate us from God, and even that is an illusion, it is not the truth. So God, Yazid, why don't you type your question on text, and let's see what you want to ask, and If your question was, you know, related to the topic in this room, of course, we would be more than glad to answer your question. So we can see that God is always with us. And if we understand that we are not separated from Him and meditate and follow eternal divine path, eventually we reach a point that we will understand that we are always with God, and everybody have the essence of God in them. Yazid, it sounds like you have an Arabic keyboard, and what you are typing, it is not legible to us at all. We cannot understand what you are saying. If you want a mic, raise your hand, and I will give the mic to you, and you can ask your question. Do you speak English? I even don't know if you can speak English. Anyway, if you want a mic, raise your hand. And if you don't understand me, then I don't know how we can have any conversation together. And raise your hand, Yazid. And therefore, when you reach the fourth point, it is Islam. Islam means surrendering and submission to God. And with that, of course, you will not become attached to the result of your action. You will completely, you know, free from any boundage of karma. Which karma is really being attached to the result of your action. And after that, of course, you become a universalist, which is the message of Baha'i, and Baha'i message was universalism. That is that God, the whole universe is my home, God is my father and mother. Okay, week 19, 1975. It is told many times in the Old Testament that God is a vengeful God. How can he be vengeful to a part of him herself? Well, if you read our teaching, you will see in the beginning the balance between the forces in the universe was disturbed, and therefore a part of God creates this illusion of separation from God, that as we're just talking about, and they became a unit consciousness that separates from the essence, and therefore that illusion made them to go away from God and create all the chaos in the universe. That's why in the Bible, when you study in the very beginning of the Bible, it says there was chaos, that there was darkness on the deep, and the Spirit of God moved to, you know, remedy the problem, and eventually he brought the light. If you read our teaching, it becomes very clear to you that even before the creation there was a darkness, and that darkness is that illusion of separation from God, and therefore it creates the unit consciousness, which is actually an illusion, but because they feel separate from God creates the whole creation to bring these unit consciousnesses back to God. And therefore there has been a struggle going on between that dark part of the universe, the lost part of the universe, and the balance that God was in and is the light, and therefore there is an elusive separation between them, and that darkness is not, you know, coming back to the light. That is why the whole Old Testament and all that talk about this struggle between these two, you know, state of the universe. Therefore, in that sense, you can see they are separated, but it is not that God separates himself from them, but they are separating themselves from God, and therefore all action of God is directed toward that end of bringing that darkness back to light. And therefore in Old Testament, if you see it this way, there is no longer a separation between them, there is a struggle between them, between God trying to bring that darkness back home. And therefore we can see in the language of the Old Testament, it is said that he is vengeful, but his vengefulness is directed toward the same end, to bring the lost part of the universe back to equilibrium. So if you read our teaching, your view will change. Your view of the universe is going to become what exactly happened in the reality. Some people take it that God just created everything. There was nothing there before that, and suddenly God came and created the universe. Okay? Revenge is an action of separation, not of unification. Well, it's just like if you study the Bhagavad Gita, God shows himself to Arjuna how everything is being destroyed, died, killed, reborn, you know, separated, unified. And Arjuna was absolutely overwhelmed with it and thought that that is a terrible, you know, vision that he received. But in reality, there's nothing out of God. There was nothing, no death, no creation, no destruction. Everything was happening inside, and therefore to him it was a healing process in the body of in the universe, and therefore it wasn't a destruction at all. So we can see that it is in our mind, revengefulness sounds like God has emotional, you know, way of doing things as humans do, but there is no emotion as human kind of emotion. That revengefulness to him is still a part of going bringing the lost consciousnesses back to God. Therefore, the God that we know and understand is the God that does all action throughout the bringing the peace, unity, and oneness to the universe, and heal the part that has gone astray from essence of God. And if you can see that, then you can understand that. Okay, thank you. I guess what you mean. Sure, that's great. And that the thing, if you go and study our teaching, probably it makes more sense to you that the whole universe is being created. And also remember, in Old Testament and the Bible, there have been many places that humans have brought their words and changed it to their own understanding, and not all the Bible is the Word of God, and some parts of it has been changed to human way of thinking. So that might have been also influenced that kind of words that they are used in the Bible. But the God Himself is everything. You know, He cannot separate anything from Himself. He cannot revenge in the sense of human way, but as a sense of the godly way, which is to bring everything back to God. If we can see God in that way, then we can see He is compassionate, He is loving, He is the witness entity and engager in the universe, and all the religions and every action He has done to this point is to bring that lost consciousness back to life. Of course, sometimes, like a surgeon, to cut a person open and get the tumor out, it is needed to do some actions which seems, you know, hurtful. But when the surgeon open a person up and take the tumor out, the person heals himself and eventually sees, you know, becoming well as more than before. Oh, I see. Yes, I read a translation, and it's indeed written by humans. So inspired one. Yep, that is one of the problems that we will face in the scriptures, that many scriptures, actually there has never been any scripture that has come from God, written down with the prophet himself, supervised to put together as correctly as possible as the word of God, and then put them to internet for everybody to access it. So we can see this revelation is the only revelation that has come through the prophet, it's been written with the hands of prophet, it's been published by the prophet, it's been put on the internet, you know, by the people that they have been very close to him and cooperated with him and coordinated to put it as pure a revelation as possible. Not even Bayan or the writing of Baha'u'llah was written the way it is written here, although they came only 150 years ago from us, and they didn't have the desktop publishing or the internet or a computer or the things that God provided for us to bring this revelation in the purest way possible. Even Quran, there have been many versions of Quran when it came, and it was not the way it completely the way it was revealed, because we know the New Testament and Old Testament has been revised more than 27 times, and the teaching of Hinduism and Buddhism, of course, has been there for more than 4,000 or 5,000 years, and Buddhism more than 2,500. So all of them has been influenced with a lot of human understanding, and they are not in the purest form. So the most purest revelation from God is Zohar, the holiest of the holies, the last testament. If you read those, then you understand the teaching of other religions in much, much deeper level, and you will become amazed how it opens the doors for you. It explains even revelation from other religions and how it purifies you. Go to our website, understand the teaching, and then you see, yeah, God sent all this revelation. God sent, you know, Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, saints of the Christianity, Sufis, and He sent Old Testament, He sent New Testament, He sent Quran, He sent Islam, He sent Baha'i teaching, and He sent this revelation and from Baba, and then you absolutely realize, wow, that is great, you know. Now I can expand myself, understand the purpose of life, God and His plan, and I can now be completely free and open to all religions and of all beings, and therefore you can completely overcome any narrowness of the mind and separation. Why does man keep choosing for the illusion of pain in himself, her life? Because man separates himself from God and become an ego, and God is perfect. If you want to be perfect, not having suffering in your life, you have to be connected to God. But man has the illusion of separation. Therefore, they have desires, they have wants, they have attachments, they want things, they think that makes them happy, when God told them, the only thing makes you happy is oneness with me, return back to light. But man says, no, I have my ideas, my opinion, you know. Even when the prophet comes to them and tell them, look, that's what God said, that's what God wants, they say, no, listen to our opinion, we have opinions that, of course, their opinion is different than God's opinion, and therefore it creates a separation between man and man, and it creates suffering. Suffering is the illusion of separation from God, having our ego, thinking we know better than God what is good for us, just like a car that is made with a company, and it gives you the manual and how to that car work and how it can be repaired. And you throw the manual out and say, no, I'm gonna repair this car the way I think it should be repaired. Of course, you know, if you go by yourself, you might just ruin the car all together. And that's exactly what happens in many people's life. They ruin their life because they don't listen to the word of God and revelation and prophet. And they have been so many opinions, ideas that have influenced human life. Now we can see that they are even the religions are confused. There, you know, even Muslims, there are many different branches in it. Christianity, so many branches in there. There are branches in Judaism, in Hinduism, in any religion you look, there is many branches in there. Why? Because first people have the opinion. You know, instead of going to Bible and say, well, okay, what Christ said, you know, they say what, you know, we think it means, or what Paul thought it means, and that brings, of course, separation from each other, and separation, of course, creates suffering, because each ego is separated from each other, and they struggle by themselves, and become confused. That's why God sends prophets to humanity with a clear sign. He prophesies for them to come, and only the ones that have been prophesied to come and they fulfill the prophecy, have the word of God and are the mouthpiece of God for humanity. If you want to understand what God says and how He wants us to live, listen to the prophets, listen to the scriptures. Not your religion, not Christianity, not Islam, not Buddhism, not Hinduism, but the scripture. If our Muslims listen to Quran, then there is no separation as the branches of Sunni or Shia. If all Buddhists listen to Buddha, there wouldn't be any, you know, high path or low path and many branches in Buddhism. If our Christians listen to the word of Christ, there wouldn't be baptism and Baptists and Mormons and this and that. So, of course, Mormons were different religion by itself, but there wouldn't be so many separation between all religions on earth. So we can see people don't go to the word of God. They go by opinion, by branches, by their religion, by their affiliation, by their culture. That's why they become separated. And these are, of course, obstacles in the path of human. And of course, they suffer. They choose the wrong path. Man is not known as choosing the correct path in the history. Why do we have so many wars and destruction and all that? So we can see that man is separated from each other, and they bring destruction to each other. Natural catastrophes, are they also chosen, maybe on an unconscious level by man, or are they like answer to nature, to our action? Of course, our actions affect not only ourselves, it affects the people around us, it affects the community we live in, it affects the whole universe. There is no separation actually exists between individual and the universe. And the universe is absolutely interdependent with each other, and therefore what we do will affect everything around us and the universe. And of course, natural disaster could be the result of our action. It also could be that some part of the universe had to be destroyed. Destruction is a part of creation. Just like if you want to build a house over an old house, you cannot just say, no, I'm going to keep the old house and build a new house at the top of it. If you do that, of course, the new house is not going to have a good foundation and will be destroyed very soon. So the first thing you do is usually you destroy the old house and you get rid of it, pour a new good foundation, and then you build a new house at the top of that new well foundation. And that is why we can see that sometimes, you know, that destruction comes, and that part of the universe has to go. So it has become an obstacle in the path of progress of the universe, and therefore it is destroyed. So disaster, the events that are destructive, all are not bad. They can be good. They can bring a new way or Okay, there is another question in the exam. Can you please explain this passage? Luke, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. The question is, how the enemy? Does this mean Satan or the church or the infidel? Please explain. Okay, finally, there's another question here. So we can see that destruction also can be a part of creation. So we can not always say all destruction is because of the action of human or karma. Some destruction are from God because it's necessary to be done. And also that question which I just read, the power of dominion over the world or the earth is been given to human from the very beginning, that they replenish and process on earth, and that is because human is in the higher consciousness and God meant for them to replenish the earth, not to destroy it. And therefore, if there is a destructive element that will harm human, they must go ahead and get rid of it. Just like a scorpion is in your body, it's gonna bit you, so you get rid of the scorpion before a scorpion bit you, or a snake or anything. But of course, those things also are necessary for life, and they have a purpose to be there. You don't want to completely kill all the scorpions because they eat bugs and insects, and if you don't control the insect population, they might even take over the earth. They are so productive. Even unclean animals, they clean the earth and make it more livable. Therefore, we should need unclean animals, and we should let them clean the earth and stop eating them and pollute the earth at the same time, and all that. Okay, CR. Okay, somebody already doubted me, good. Alright, so we can see destruction also is a part of, or they are dominance over the earth should be also one with the intelligence of God, and we use the earth in a way that is replenishing itself. And another question I see, maybe you can answer Jason's question. Thanks for the answers. You're welcome, VIC. And what was Jason's question? Of course, you all can also come to the mic and ask your question in your mic. That way I know exactly what is going on, because I don't look at the text all the time. So, was this in question the same that I just brought up about the dominion over the earth? Or what was this question? Anybody wants to come and repeat this question? Okay, so it was, Kevisha says it was, yes, you answered already. Great. Okay, then. Again, welcome to the conversation room of the Mission of Maitreya. This is Maitreya, and we here represent the unification of our religions and explain God in a way that probably has never been explained to humanity for the last 12,000 years. It is the call of the unity, and it brings all the unification of the humanity together. And CR, I hope you have gone to our website and know what our teachings are. I suggest you go ahead and type your question in text first to see what your question is. Have you been in our website, CR? It was the one you just answered. You cannot type because you might grab my easily dotted, does it right now? Okay. All right. Okay, why don't you guys get .cr and under the dot in. Okay. CR, go ahead. What do you want to say? Go ahead if you have something to say, or type in text. And I hope all of you go to the website first, because then you will have a greater understanding of what we teach. I have to leave now. Thank you. Sure. VIC. Have a good day and come back here in town. Go to our website and understand our teaching. It will answer many of your questions and will explain God to you in a much greater degree. Okay, and welcome to the mission again. We here reveal the revelation of the unification of our religion. We teach that God sends each revelation as one seal, as the seven revelation that God has prophesied will be sent to humanity one by one separately, and at the end time, at the time of the seventh angel, the mystery of God will be finished, and all truth of revelation of God will come to humanity. And this is that revelation that teaches that each revelation or religion on earth is a part of a greater truth, and when you put them all together, you will see a path which is called eternal divine path, and if you follow it, you will bring the kingdom of heaven on earth, you will bring the unity and peace to humanity, you will reach the pure consciousness or Godhead yourself. So it is a comprehensive God's way of telling humanity, come, become godly, become one, be understand my way of doing things, and understand the eternal divine path, and stop fighting. There is nothing to fight. There is no separation. There is only one God, and He has in all this religion. And we are fighting for something that we do not understand. is separate from one another. You cannot see God and essence of God and each other. And we are so attached to the little resources on earth that we are killing each other for that limited resources, when there is unlimited resources in the universe waiting for us to go and grab them and bring the higher level of life to everyone. But we are not expanding our consciousness. We are very limited in understanding God and the universe, and therefore we think this elusive external world is the truth. And it's not. It is just a part or extension of the Spirit of God. And if we realize that, then we will not be so limited in our understanding of God, and will not destroy and kill each other the way we are doing on earth, and eventually will bring destruction to everyone. So this revelation is appropriate in every way you can look at it. This is the time for this revelation. The seven seals are open. The book with the seal with the seven seals is revealed, and now it is the outreach to every human, man, woman, and child on the earth to come to see, to understand, to expand the mind and see the way of God and bring God in every part in their life and become one with Him and dedicate their life absolutely in godliness instead of in ungodliness, and therefore become one, become separate, become one and united. And the reason, some of the reason people do all those ungodly things, because they're bored. They say they are bored. Why are you bored? You are bored because you are not connected to a greater understanding of the universe, which is never boring, ever expanding and understanding and all that. So we invite you all, go to our website, look at this teaching, understand what God did, realize that no religion, no movement, no teaching on earth is perfect unless you understand this teaching which is sent by God, and you're obligated that to do that. This is your salvation, it's human salvation, it is healing power that has come to humanity to heal the whole earth. It is not just to heal an individual anymore. We are here to heal humanity. We are here to heal human mind, human consciousness, and bring them together to this great understanding that there is no separation between religion. And if you want to understand the teaching of any religion, go to the revealer, not to the follower. Keeping, could you speak about the tree of life? Okay. I guess there is a question about from beeping. You know, I'm not following the text. It sometimes goes so fast while I'm talking. Therefore, it sounds like beeping has a question about the tree of life. The tree of life, of course, is related to the Kabbalah. Kabbalist. What happened here? Okay, something happened to my outside. All right. And the tree of life is the steps that Kabbalists believe that you have to take to reach God, and they go through an elaborate explanation of that. Okay, I'll let you see our talk to see what you want to say. Go ahead, CR. Okay, well, apparently beeping left too, and CR can somehow come and talk in the mic. But tree of the life essentially is a concept from the Kabbalists, and they go explaining what the Kabbalah is. CR, go ahead and grab the mic. What do you want to say? Sounds like you're desperate to say something. Go ahead. PR, go ahead. Okay, all right. Of course, we have to say congratulations to Radha's daughter is getting married, Ramdas. I hope you know that or not. Tell them congratulations in the marriage of her daughter with in Quebec. We are very happy for them, and it is great to know that. Okay, CR said, not funny. I don't really want to say anything anymore. Okay, that's fine. All right. That's fine. If you wanted to say something in the beginning and you still want to say it, that's fine. Otherwise, that's, we go ahead and continue. This is again the room. We will have a conversation if you guys want to have any conversation. No E anymore. Okay, fine. So, yeah, they are. We have been at explaining the greatest sign, and our teaching will last more than 22 years since 1982. Yeah, it's more than 20 years, and many things has been revealed and given to humanity, and almost it is done, it is finished, everything is been given. And now humanity have to see this wonderful revelation and realize that this is their salvation and their way out, and realizing God in every level possible. But if somebody not come up and grab the mic and talk to me and ask questions or start a conversation, then I'm conversing by myself, which is okay. CR. Well, I'm sorry for trying to get the mic, but I have to go. Well, I hope for my forgiveness. Thanks. And you are forgiven? That's okay, CR. Don't worry about it. You know, we thought maybe you have something really important to say and you really wanted the mic. That's why I want to give it. We wish you good luck and ask you to go to our website and see this new revelation and see how God has unified our religions and the seven seas is open. And this is the last revelation of God for this time period. And if you understand it, you see that God is great, God is wonderful, God is compassionate, God loves humanity, and He is trying to bring us back to His Godhead and light. And if we don't see ourselves as a part of God, that is an illusion of separation that have kept humanity away from unity and brought destruction. And don't listen to any preacher, any teacher, any branch, any person who gives you the meaning of the revelations of God. Go directly to the scriptures. Don't become a Baptist or this or that, or a Shia or a Hindu or a Sunni or whatever branches that are in every religion, but go directly to the scriptures that the prophet or the revealer brought to you, and don't take anybody's interpretation of God's revelation but God's words, which are in the scripture. And of course, other scriptures all have been tainted with human will and opinion. The only revelation that have been given to humanity in the purest form, written by the prophet, put down by the prophet, guarded by the prophet, and brought to humanity is the holiest of the holies, though the last testament. It is in our website, it's free of charge, given to you. Go there and look at it, read it, understand it, and expand yourself to realize that the only way to God is God Himself. Not your preachers, not your culture, not your teacher or anything, but God Himself. Is anybody wanted to the mic? What's that happen? Go ahead, Shirin.
Salam, Maitreya. I have a question that's just been pondering in my mind for a while in reading. So it's actually just the way things are worded that I just don't understand. In reading the Quran, it says in several places, we have not created the heaven and the earth and all between them as a play. If we ever wished for a pastime, we would have found it in what is with us. My question is about the we. And then in the base, it says, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. So I'm hearing this we and our thing, and I just really don't understand it.
Yeah, well, it is just like kings in the countries, when they want to say something to their subject, they say, we decided to do that, or we will rule, everybody follow these commandments. We really is used as a expanding or making the a person or a being more than regular one individual person. So it's a kind of a giving a greater degree of respect and being to that being. It does not mean more than one. When a king says, we decided to do that, he really doesn't mean there is more than one king. There's only one king, but he called himself we. It means I'm just bigger than one person. I'm we. I'm more than one. And that is what it means also in that scripture. And it means that God is greater than just one being, but he is a king. He refers to himself as we, you know, give you this decision and that. So that is what it means there. I hope that makes sense. If it doesn't make sense, go ahead and expand on the question. That's how I see it. It never occurred to me, okay, you're sure, you're welcome. It occurred to me that he's talking about more than one person, because there's only one God. Unless we say, of course, he's talking about the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, we do that, and of course we know they are not separated. They are also one, because Father and the Mother are the two parts of the same being in the universe. You cannot separate the creative force from consciousness, as we teach. There are two sides of the same paper, so it is one paper, and the Son is just a reflection or a channel or a being or a Christ that brings the knowledge and grace of God to humanity as the prophet, as Messiah, as the chosen, as anointed one. So again, there is no separation between them either. So they are all one, and there is no trinity in a way of being separated from each other. So we can see even in that, there is no separation between Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Therefore, we cannot say God is more than one. There is only one God, and he is everything. There is nothing that is, you know, out of him. Therefore, he is one. So, but in those revelations, of course, he rebels to himself as we. You know, just like a king says, we ordered our subject to do this and that. If you see any declaration or commandment of any king in the East, especially I was born in Iran, so when I was there was king there, and he always referred to himself as we, you know. So it is very easy for me to see what that revelation also is referring to, as we, more a greater degree than one individual. So I think that is what the kings do, and that's what God does. He calls himself we who send this revelation. Welcome to the mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. This is the room of conversation with Maitreya. I am Maitreya, who has revealed the revelation of the seven seeds to humanity. It has been prophesied this revelation will come. It is the revelation that unifies all religions of the world and shows how God has been working and creating and guiding humanity and the whole universe to our returning home, or Godhead, or the balance, or Ananda, or oneness to himself, and bringing the chaos of darkness back to equilibrium. And therefore we invite everyone to go to our website and study them. And if you have any question and anything you want to discuss with me, go ahead, come here to this room, invite your friends, invite your family, invite anybody you know to come and understand this teaching and overcome their separation and the destructive tendencies of the separate religions that we have on earth with each other. And hopefully as we educate ourselves and educate our people that around us, and as we become more one with the universe, we can bring greater degree of unity to humanity. Go ahead, Jason.
Okay, in reference to the Book of Revelation, who was this John that wrote the Book of Revelation? Was it the John the Baptist, or was it the Gospel John? I can't find any reference anywhere of who this John was. And why do you think he wrote it in the form that he did? Because without you, we would probably all still not have the interpretation that we're so blessed to have now, thanks to you. Thank you. I'll listen now.
Thanks to God. All thanks goes to God. And he has written all this book. He has written the revelation. And now he, of course, revealed it to this vessel as the revelation of the revelation. And he made it very clear that this vessel indeed has been chosen to bring this unity to humanity. And if you say, remember, if the in chapter 5 of the Revelation, if God had not willed that the Lamb of God would open the seventh seal, the book, you know, sealed with the seventh seal, the whole thing would be, you know, absolutely destructive. And now, when he opened the seventh seal, the whole universe rejoiced. And that's what we all have to do, really, rejoicing in the Word of God and what has revealed to us. Now, who was John? Of course, we know it wasn't John the Baptist for sure, because he was beheaded before even Christ was crucified. Was he John? No, that wrote the fourth gospel? Probably not, because apparently the revelation came much, much later than any of them could have lived that long. So it seems that it is another John, some other person being that been chosen with a similar name of John. And it sounds like John was a very popular name, because a lot of people in the New Testament have the name John. And he was inspired to write the revelation, and the reason it's been written in such a cryptic way, it's hard to understand, is because God didn't want anybody to understand it unless this revelation comes. And that is why a lot of people try to explain it, try to, you know, realize it, but they could not. And God was very concerned that somebody might mess it up with the other words that he sent to humanity, and they add to it or subtract from it, and that's why he cursed them. He said, if you do that, you're cursed. The only person, the only being can explain them is the Lamb of God, okay, is the one who's chosen to come and open it. And therefore, you can see, he made it in this way that they cannot understand it. So many, how many explanations of revelation do we have that it's not the explanation that eventually God sent to us? So they did not understand it. They added to it. They subtract from it. And therefore, God will not accept their, you know, thing. Though we have to, that is why those prophecies and genealogy and all those are so important, that realize, yes, indeed, it is from God. And that is what it means. And therefore, to answer your question, probably that John was another John. And the reason is so hard to understand the revelation, because God already knew. Man loves to change the Word of God. They have their own opinion, ideas. they think they know better than God, and therefore they add their own understanding to the Word of God, and this creates, of course, separation and branches in religion and destruction. I hope that makes sense. If it doesn't, go ahead and continue, you know, your questions. If you have another topics, of course, you can all come up and bring it to the table, and we discuss different topics about God and His revelation. This revelation makes sense. This revelation explains everything in the universe. This explanation, this revelation is a message, a warning to humanity that this new teaching has come to them, and God truly exists, and His way is the only way out. It is not a nation, it is not a people, it is not one religion, it is whole humanity is called this son. This revelation didn't come to Hebrews, this revelation didn't come to the Gentiles, this revelation didn't come to Arabs, or, you know, whoever. This revelation has come to humanity. And when the revelation comes to humanity, of course, they are called and warned to come and change their ways, understand God's way, and follow it. And if they resist it, they resist it in their own peril, their own, you know, destruction and all that. So God is not responsible if destruction comes to them. Because God now is telling them, you cannot say a Christian anymore, you cannot say a Jew, you cannot say a Muslim, you cannot say a Baha'i, you cannot say a Buddhist or Hindus. You have to become a divine. You have to realize where your religion falls in God's revelation and come one with it. And we can see the destruction is already coming, you know. All the prophecies are being fulfilled. You know, we can see the, you know, Europe is becoming one, you know, nation. And that's another part of God's revelation and the sign of the end time. And it is something each of you have to meditate on, to have to discern, to bring to every person you know. Because now it is your responsibility to depart this revelation to every person you know, so they also have heard that God is really sent all religions of the world. He is the one who sent Christianity, Islam, Judaism, Buddhism. It's a wonderful revelation that you have been commissioned to spread to humanity and help this mission to spread it in every corner of the world, and do not just sit in the side and say, oh, okay, that's great revelation, you know, I like it, but I'm going to continue the way I lived or my life was, and, you know, not get on with the... Well, that's fine. If you don't want to get on with it, of course, that's fine. With me, I have no problem with that. You know, we trust in God, not on human. And eventually we know God will reveal this to the elect, and elect are those that they are leaders, and they will take the life with the horn and will deal with it in a greater degree. Again, welcome to the mission. You know, go to our website. If you have any questions about religions, any religions, about the teachings, about the mission, about this revelation, why we say what we say, you are welcome to discuss it with me. You don't have to agree with me all the time either. If you don't disagree with me, let's see who is the truthful one. Of course, let us not be emotional. I'm not sure that nobody here is emotional, but, you know, some religions are emotional. They come to some of our rooms and they yell and say, no, this is the only way, that is the chosen people, we have the last revelation. Okay. We can do nothing about that. That is emotional belief, and it is nothing to do with the Word of God, which is revealed here in this mission. None of those things is correct, because God said, until the seventh angel comes, no one has the answer. And the seventh angel has to come before the mystery of God is finished. Now, it is finished. It's done. There is no mystery left. That's why you see people come here and ask questions, and they are satisfied, because God has no mystery anymore. He is absolutely revealed to you, to humanity, but it comes with a responsibility. It comes with a obligation. When you heard it, when you saw the vision, now you are the second messenger, second level of messenger, to take this message to the rest of humanity, to the rest of your friends and family, and reveal it to them. And, of course, remember, don't be attached to the result. Don't worry about it. If they didn't take it, don't be depressed and say, why, you know, it's not working. It's not up to you, it's not up to anybody. It's between them and God. Have they meditating for many lifetimes? Are they ready for this revelation? Some are. Some people hear this for the first time and they say, yes, that's great, that's what I was looking for. That makes sense. Some people hear it hundreds, thousands of times and still they do not see the vision. So you are the sower of this seed, and the seed might fall in a good ground and give great fruits. It might not. It might fall on the stone and wither away. So you are not responsible where the seed falls. You just throw it out. Give it to every person, to every individual, to every being that you know. Open new rooms and teach them the way you like. Open our rooms at different times. So reach out. Let God become number one in your life. Not your body or your culture or your religion or this and that, but God and His words. And these are His words. That are His revelation. This is His explanation to all of you. We have been giving it to every person for the last 22 years, and probably we will continue doing it for next 1,000 years. And of course, after 1,000 years, that is when the true salvation of man will come to humanity. God is number one. Yes, you are right, Divine. God is number one. If you keep the God as yes, saying here, great, Jason, that is how it should be. God should be, even in the hierarchy we teach God is number one. In the hierarchy of the being, the God is one, the spiritual teacher who takes you to God is number two, your parents who brought you to life and can teach you to God are number three, and your spouse or your partner in marriage are number four. Yes, indeed, God is all-knowing. God knows even it's the smallest part of the universe, what they do and how they, act, or they what they will do. So He is all-knowing, He's omnipresent and omniscient, and He has now come to humanity in the greatest revelation for the last 12,000 years, explaining that all religions of the world are the same. Are a part of a greater truth. And that's exactly what humanity has to understand, that none of them have the great truth. None of them have the whole revelation of God. God is the mystery until the seven angels come, and now the seventh angel has come. And God's message is on earth, and it is calling all of you to come, to understand, to see the vision, to expand yourself, to come together in a greater degree and create communities of light, communities which is based on God and His laws and revelation, and purify yourselves in a greater degree so maybe you can put an example for humanity how the communities of light would be. Communities of light is not there just to support you. You are also there to support the communities of light. Comes of light is not there to, support your ego. Comes of light is there to purify you to in a greater degree to become one with God. So a lot of people are realizing more and more, they think comes of light means for me, It's the comes of light, I'll go there, and the community take care of me. It just says that me is there. No, comes of light, you also take care of the community and community take care of you. So we can expand ourselves to realize the teaching in a greater degree, what it is, not what we want to see. That's a different thing. Other people, even take the word of God the way they want to see. not what God means. God means go to the community, meditate. A lot of people, you know, come to the community, don't even meditate, and they say, why we don't progress? Well, because you're not meditating. You know? And then, they don't want to be a community material. Okay. And they don't want to sacrifice or surrender and submit to God and all that. So, it is a path. You have to walk it, you know. If you don't walk it, of course you don't get benefit of it. It is a most wonderful path that every person, if follow it, if every child is taught to follow it and they grow with it, as we create more communities of life, it's going to be easier, of course, to teach children to follow eternal divine path, and it's easier for them to follow it. And when they become older, it's easier for them to realize the beauty of it and create the kingdom of heaven on earth. So we have given to humanity the blueprint of the kingdom, and now it is the time for the people who want and to come and get behind it and implement this blueprint. Okay? And therefore again, we are calling for elect. We are calling for 144,000 elect of God. Those are the ones that have been in preparation for last 12,000 years, and now is the time for them to see this vision and become one with it 100%. And they are there and they will come. We are sure, we have no doubt about it. That is what the results we are looking for. See, I'm not here not to look for results. I'm looking for a result too. I'm looking for 144,000 elect. I'm looking for the facilitating body. I am here to create the round table of the elect so we can all together bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. Welcome to the conversation room with Maitreya. We encourage everybody to go to our website, that I'm sure there is there again, it's been posted there. Go to our website, see this new revelation, see the vision of God, see our word and the word of God or scriptures are the same. There is no separation between what we say and what God has been saying for last 12,000 years, and now He has revealed the unity of our religion. There is no separation between man and man. There is not such a thing as my God is better than yours or my religion is better than yours. There is only one religion. There is one truth, there is one revelation, and now it has been explained in a very precise way to humanity in the book called, or in the scripture really, called the Holiest of the Holies, THOTH, so the Last Testament. And this book, of course, is on our website. You all can go and read it. Freely is been given. Freely is given to you. And understand it in a deeper level and understand God. And if you have a deeper question about it, if you have some problem with it, if you part you don't understand, come and ask. And that is what this room is all about. This room is about we understand God and His teaching and our revelation in a much deeper level. So we become educated so we can educate others. And that is your way of even seeing in the vision in a greater degree. You understand the teaching in a greater degree when you teach it. You know, when somebody tells you something, you pick up only 5%. When you read it, you pick up around 20%. When you teach it, you understand it 80%. If you continue teaching it eventually, you understand 100%. You know? So it's just hearing my words, some of the people must even fall asleep. You know, so he is repeating everything over and over. And that's how God is. God repeats things over and over and over. Hopefully, you know, eventually human understand a part of it or all of it. So go and read and understand the teaching, read it by yourself, teach it to other people, start classes, start, you know, you have just one of our members, you know, just reported to me, you know, she's having a class in, and then your class now is expanding and more people come into it. So even if they don't, at least those who come, they hear the this new revelation and you're done with them. And actually that is all our work is. That's all we have to do. Give this revelation to them, direct them to go to understand and learn it, and leave them to God. Our work is done with them. It's between them and God. They never can say, I didn't hear it. And the end time comes and God is putting the table of judgment down and the person comes and says, no, I didn't hear it. Said, yes, you did. You went to that yoga class, do you remember? They told you about this and all the one path, the unification of our religion. You know, you cannot say, I didn't hear it. Yes, you did hear it, but you didn't register it because your mind was more on other things than God's word. That's why if you want to see this revelation, God has to become number one. And the elect are here to bring God as number one to humanity and bring His kingdom on earth. That is the salvation of humanity. If you are conscious on God 100% all the time, He's number one, that's your salvation. It means the Maya has no power over you. You know, that's what God demands, that you think about Him all the time. Then you think about God, do you think about Maya? Do you think about your body? Do you think about, you know, what the world tells you what to do? No. Then He becomes number one. Of course, you want to know what God wants you to do. And He has set His words in the revelations and in the scriptures. And He has brought you the truth. And now, of course, in a greater degree, you can see He is number one. He has been in control of the history. Actually, it is His story. And He has brought us to this point, and He has fulfilled anything He said He will do. Therefore, God exists for sure. Now, can I explain God to you? No, I can't. You have to experience God, and that's the only way you can, or you have to have the spirit of realization of God in you, otherwise Maya gets you before anything else. Okay, CR, you're back, and you want to start. Go ahead.
Are you a minister?
No, I am a prophet of God. I am a revealer of the new revelation. I am founder of a new religion. I am the prophesied being that God said will send to humanity at end time to open the seven seals and reveal the book revealed with the seven seal. And of course, you know, this is more than just being ministered as a Christian, you know, church or mullahs of Islam or rabbis. It is the teaching that includes all of them. So, if your question is, I'm a Christian minister, no, I'm not. This is a new revelation. It's a new wine in a new skin. And it is something that you can find it in our website. If you go to our website, CR, probably you can spend months and days and many, many hours to read and understand the depth of this new revelation. This is the revelation of the unification of our religion that explains how God sent our religion, which includes Buddhism, Hinduism, Kabbalah, Christian saints, Sufis. It includes the Old Testament, New Testament, Quran, Bayan or Baha'i teachings, and the elects or Baba, or Sri Sri Ananda Murti. So it brings all of them together as one teaching. So if you mean, it is, so this room is more than just a Christian room or a Jew's room or a Buddhist room, or a Hindu, or a Islam. It covers all of them and explains. Again, we invite you to go to our website. You know, that is, the website is already been laid out our teaching is absolutely laid out from the very beginning of the revelation to the this point of time, and we have so many aspects of life. It's been brought up, many questions have been answered. There is videos, there is audios there that you can listen to the satsang. In the, of course, in the Pal Talk, we have four more other rooms that every day is open, times that you can come and join and ask questions and be with them. So we have got whatever God opportunity God gave us, we used it to the max to reach humanity and reach out to the man to realize that God is one. There is not such a thing as a different religion or even different denomination. You know, if a religion is a split to denomination, then the people have lost the way instead of going to the Word of God, they are interpreting the Word of God, and therefore it creates the division and separation and opinions. It's really division in the religion is opinion of the people, because there is only one scripture come to those people, and if they start separating themselves, it means they following the opinion instead of the Word of God. That's why I said, don't listen to my disciples, listen to the Word of God in the that is where the unity comes. And if anybody listens to anything else but though, then we will have branches in Mission of Maitreya too, and God forbid that we will have such a thing. So there is one God, one truth, one revelation. He has been sending them in a different religion, in different revelation for the last 12,000 years, and now He has put them all together here in this mission, and it is calling humanity to come to see the unity of our religion and oneness of God, and it is calling the elect to come to join, to help, to create the round table of the elect, so we can create the paravipras, which will bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. So that is what we are. Apparently he was looking for a Christian ministry or something. He left. Anyway, we are having only four more minutes of our time today together. It was not much of a conversation today. I hope, again, all of you go to our website and study our teaching in a greater degree. And realize how wonderful this teaching is. It also covers many aspects of life, and it explains them in a very, very precise way. It's also a warning to humanity that God's way, they have to return to God. And we can see day after day, they are actually going away from God even more. And of course, that will bring destruction in a much, much greater degree. Only way is to understand that all humanity, earth, universe, is created for a purpose, for a reason. As Prophet Muhammad said, if we wanted to have a play, no, we could have created a playful place. And it is not a play. It's not a game. It's not a play. It's not a, you know, anything. It is very serious business. The creation of the universe is to bring everybody back to Godhead, and that is the purpose of life, to become divine. The goal of the life is to become divine. That is the goal of life. Any other goal is not, you know, thing. CR, you left. I was explaining the stuff I was telling you. To answer your question, no, I'm not a minister in the sense of a Christian minister. It is a new revelation of God, as in based on the scriptures, based on the prophecies, and all that you can find in the website. And after you did that, create great faith on God and this revelation, and dedicate everything in your life for the fulfillment of these teachings. Again, welcome to the Mission of Maitreya. We ask all of you to understand this teaching and also teach other people. Of course, if you have other questions during the week, you always can send questions at maitreya.org. We will try to answer them. But spend more time in understand the teaching. Go to the website. To understand what we teach here. And most important than that, reach out. You know, teach other people. Reach to your family. Reach to your friends. Reach to your community. Reach to, you know, to the world. You know, by yourself, and try to teach this teaching in the purest form. But don't bring your ideas, your opinion, your way of understanding to the teaching, but always refer people to the Word of God, to their scriptures. You know, direct Christian to New Testament, to the Word of Christ. Direct Jews to the Old Testament, the Word of God. Direct, you know, Muslim to Quran. And at the end, tell them their scripture is tempted already by man. The only one which is not tempted is though, and that is the clearest revelation and truest Word of God came to man, and that is how they can progress. I guess we have reached the end of time today. Again, we will be here next week, and I hope we have more conversation with each other and bring greater degree of conversing in this room. And I give you 30 seconds here, and if you have any questions, raise your hand, and if you do not have, after 30 seconds, we say our goodbyes. Okay, is there Brad EDP? Is it our Brad? Haven't seen you for a long time, Brad. Okay, Brad, yeah, is it you? Okay, it's good to see you back. I hope all is well for you and the family, and eventually you settle down and doing what you were telling us you will do. And I say salam to all of you, and hopefully see you all of you do what is God asking us all to do. Shalom, everybody.
Practices alone. It is attainable by following the eternal divine path. By the creation of the communities of light, we can create an environment that many people can reach this state the fastest way possible. It is the elects who will make the formation of the communities of light possible. They will tirelessly work toward this goal. Formation of the communities of light is the base of His kingdom on earth. It is in such an environment, the kingdom of heaven on earth, that the salvation of men will be accelerated and many will reach pure consciousness, the goal of the life. This is the symbol for the mission of Maitreya, the eternal divine path. The whole greatest sign reveals the seventh seal, which is talked about so much in the Bible. Our scripture, the holiest of the holies, the last testament, so, is based on the greatest sign. It is the book in the Bible which is referred to as the book sealed with the seven seals. As you notice, the seventh seal and the seal in the center of the greatest sign are the same. The seventh seal is in the image of the symbol in the center. The symbol in the center is the symbol for God in the center of the universe. Man is created in the image of God. It is in the seventh seal or state that we again are in His image, one. Therefore, not only does the greatest sign explain the path to pure consciousness or salvation, it also unifies all religions on earth. It explains how God sent each part of the eternal divine path to humanity as one great religion on earth. Now he reveals the whole path.
Purification and realization. Okay, I leave all of you to God again for a week. You be all well and godly and meditate on this word. We will not have these things put on the Tarsak anymore. Therefore, you have to listen to them now, from now on, and learn them here and now. You can't explain God just because God does not exist. Okay, well, I'm not going to fight with you, GS. If you believe that, keep your belief and live well. But that is not the truth. If you want to know God exists, go ahead and read our teaching. Kina, if you want to know about Catholics, okay, I'll give you a chance to see what you have to say. Go ahead, Kina. Okay, Kina, you can go ahead after this. You say, why God created us? Again, I told you, go to Risa teaching. It explains that the balance in the universe was disturbed and the chaos was there, and the purpose of life is to return to that balance or God, and that is why God created us, so we can do it in a faster level. K-I-N-N-E, Kina or whatever. Go ahead if you have a question. Our time is up. We usually close it, well, at least this time, we decided to close it at 11:30. But if you have some questions, we will stay and continue. Go ahead. Kina, you didn't come through. We couldn't hear you. If he did not create us, it is worse. He didn't create the essence of us. He did create the universe. Again, GS, you have to know our teaching. You have come to this room without knowing anything of our teaching is, and you're arguing instead of really wanting to know. That is not really going to get us anywhere. You're going to argue and not going to empty your cup, or at least try to look at what we have here. Okay, I think we are going to say our goodbyes, and if you have more questions, come next week. But meanwhile, go to our website and study. I give you all God, and see you all next week. Shalom.